I could describe Jarmister as a very cosmopolitan area. I think it's the best road in Bournemouth because it's a mixture of all cultures. You've got British people and people from all over the world, which makes a nice blend. Well, my name is Tony and I'm from Venezuela. Been living in this country, in Bournemouth, since 1972. When I first came down here from Barnstaple, Devon. I used to live in Devon. I work as a barman, or I'm a bar's manager at the Helvetia Swiss restaurant downstairs, Keller Bar.
My name is Miguel. I come from South Spain, Almeria. I came to this country in 1973. I'm married to an English woman. That's the reason I came to Bournemouth. I met my wife in Mallorca in 1970. And then, I decided after 10 years travel all over the world, decided to get into the catering again. And I bought this restaurant, Don Miguel Restaurant Jarmister.
My name's Mark Cawtrey and I'm the owner of Networld Internet Cafe. I moved down here in 1983. Been here ever since. I've done odd jobs and I bought this, said 2.5 years ago.
So there we are. I'm the owner of the Ahmed food store in Bournemouth and Jarmister Road in Bournemouth, and I've been here 10 years ago. And I'll say about 10% of the customers are Muslims here. The rest is all foreigners from all, you know, all parts of the world.
My name is Ibrahim Olor. 1 year ago, I started a business in Jarmister as a Turkish kebab shop, basically for the student. There's a lot of foreign students in Jarmister. I love what I do, but I think I do the better than everybody else. That's what I want to say. Jarmister is one of the cosmopolitan areas. It's good for the foreign student. Which is, I think, that's basically what is people, lots of time, some people making money from foreign student, just foreign thingy. And I think they are a very beautiful place, I'm sure, really, to believe, because I've been living in London everywhere. But I find the Charmist one of the most nice cosmopolitan area, as far as I know.
I'm Lynn from Sam's Liquor Store. I was born in Bournemouth, but I left it for many years and came back. I did actually miss it. I miss the people, and because it's very cosmopolitan, and just like it.
I think, I don't know, my opinion, Charm, is that they create their own future, if you know what I mean. They just... A lot of people coming from outside Charmister. And they're coming more and more and more, even, you know, English people from outside Jarmister, because they know they have the choice,
the blend,
many restaurants here.
The blend as well.
From Italian, Lebanese, Swiss restaurant, and so on. You've got all the choices.
It's got everything here. It's a small community, but it's quite European.
To go just to down or go up. No, it's a lot of residential area, so you're surrounded by, God knows, thousand residential areas. So
English people here, it's always been like this anyway for the last 35 years. It's been very much cosmopolitan area. It's much more cosmopolitan now because people got more money to come out and live in this area.
Products are such Asian products. I do Asian products, Middle Eastern products, Turkish products.
My name is Mr. Morano. I'm the licensee of the Richmond Arms in Charminster, in Bournemouth. I'm from Connecticut in the United States. I was stationed in the Air Force up at Mildenhall. That's where I met my wife. She's English, originally from Derby. And we went back to the States and got married and came back to England when we decided to have children. That was in 1986. And I've been running pubs ever since.
Oye, dile a Pilar que yo en clase no puedo contestar teléfono.
Majority of the foreign students live around Charminster itself and in Charminster.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I'm from China. I've been here for 9 months to study English. Yeah. The people from different countries, but yeah, just like a family. It's very close. I have some friends who are living in Charminster, and we sometimes go clubbing.
I've been a licensee for five, going into my sixth year in Charminster. So I've had a chance to see the growth of the foreign student population, and I've had lots of dealings with the university students as well.
The very well-known fact,
yeah, the hard
Southern thing. against Northerners against Scousers, English against English people, but not, never, very rarely, I'm sorry, never seen it, foreign people being attacked there, because it will never happen. But against English people, yes, English people comes along, a few drunks, they are the one that causes all the problems at the end of the day, and they sort them out themselves. You don't have to get involved. They go bouncers, they are English. They sort them out. Chuck them out, because I say it's always been a foreign pub anyway. But it's not true. Loads of English people there.
Yeko did a little survey with the foreign students, kind of asking them where they felt comfortable and liked to drink and that. And most of them referred to the Richmond Arms, which was a nice compliment for us. Because I think now, to the English people that do use the pub, to their credit, they've made a nice atmosphere for the foreign students drinking in the pub. It's both bars, doesn't matter which side they go now, and it's nice flavor. And I think that's a big success to the area as well.
I've got no experience of other areas, but in terms of it's quite easy, lots of people, they are very friendly from all over the place. Even local people are very friendly around here, never had any problem with them.
English people, as a matter of fact, if you get an English person complaining about Charminster, the foreigner ain't gonna say a word. The English person that actually lives in Charminster will tell the guy, go somewhere else, mate. We don't need you here. You know, this is our community.
When my wife is here, she's here on the counter. She deals with the people, with all sorts of people, with English people, with European people, with foreign people. But she never had experience. She had a wonderful time. She always gets on with everybody, and they get on with her, no problem. Regardless of her appearance or dresses or whatever, or religion, whatsoever.
Well, I haven't seen find any racism in England for 30 years, but the people they say they did find, and they seen is in London or some part of England, but I haven't seen racism in Bournemouth or Charminster, because a lot of foreign people living here, because so we do, to be honest with you, we haven't seen anything, but maybe it is, I don't know.
We actually know each other. Everyone knows, no one's, you can go to every shop here. We all do it, everyone knows Miguel. Miguel, everybody knows Miguel. Miguel Lopez, Miguel, Miguel. You can go anywhere here. Across the road, go to the European Excursion, whatever you call it. I can go down to Lorenzo's, and I know the guy that owns Lorenzo. We all know each other. Next door, if I want to get something, I'll see you in a minute. That's why we are here. It's a community. It's a real community. Joe is a super bloke. I like him. He's a mate of mine. Like I say, it's a community. He's a very good friend of mine. Next door, Bas is our friend as well. All the, we know everyone here in this area.
Charminster, I think in the last probably 3 years, has grown quite a bit in language schools. Probably the most cosmopolitan area outside of London, I would say. In the summertime, it's really buoyant. It's very lively, whereas in the winter, it tends to die out a bit. The pub never used to accept foreign students for the most part, and when I started running the pub, being that I accepted everybody, because I think that's what a pub really is all about, little by little it started to change, and I think everybody in the area, as more and more people started businesses in Charminster, it started to get more of a cosmopolitan flavor, I should say.
Well, if you take Charminster and you compare it to Winton, it's totally different. I mean, there's all, everybody you see up here is all foreign nationals, which I quite like anyway. And you've got the mixture of restaurants and the variety of food for them. Because the majority of the students, when they come here, they say, for example, they live in Winton, they want to all move up into Charminster because everything's here for them. They can get easy access into the town centre.
There's no community.
I drive along Winton and completely dead. But when you come into Charminster through Alma Road, you see completely different. I mean, just a 5 minute.
It's open until 1 o'clock.
And the place, you see, I don't know, it sounds very buzzy all the time.
Absolutely.
Because it's become more of a nighttime place than a daytime place, there is a small problem where, unfortunately, you do get the drunks and the layabouts, and they go around and in doorways and things like that, and they're begging. And I feel that I always give if I feel like I will give. Do you know what I mean? And I help anyone out. But I know it's very, very off-putting to a lot of old people and children to see those people around on the streets. And
the only one problem with the area is it's getting a lot of takeaways, which, in my opinion, devalue the area. You get all the rubbish, late-night drinkers are coming, causing havoc. I mean, a few of the shop windows get smashed at least once a month. You know, I mean, if they weren't of last year, there was probably only a couple of takeaways, but now there's about 6 or 7. And I mean, I suppose the late night drinkers, they will be coming through, going to them, because they don't close to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then they cause a bit of trouble with the other shops and everything. I mean, about 3 weeks ago, the guy who owns a Turkish takeaway place down the road, he got smacked over the head with a bottle. The guy didn't want to pay and he just asked him if he could pay and that was it. I mean, perhaps the guy was over too much drink or I don't know. But now it's getting more popular. It's always been busy for the students anyway, but I mean, as I said, with the, you're getting a takeaway, so it's bringing the wrong element into the Charminster.
Because it's become more of a nighttime place than a daytime place, there is a small problem where, unfortunately, you do get the drunks and the layabouts, and they go around and in doorways and things like that, and they're begging. And I feel that I always give if I feel like I will give. Do you know what I mean? And I help anyone out. But I know it's very, very off-putting to a lot of old people and children to see those people around on the streets. And that, I can say, is about the only fault that I can think of in Charminster.
Because the student here, they need a place like this, and that's what I believe I've done a thing to open it for them.
I think the demand is there for takeaways. I mean, I personally don't use them, to be honest, because I'd rather have a meal in a restaurant. I think it dodgy takeaways that are not good takeaways. But there are some good takeaways. There are people will need to use. I mean, I don't use it because I like to eat proper food. I like to sit down in a restaurant and have a meal. I like eating at this restaurant, Don Miguel, because it's a good food. It's a friend of mine as well. I've known him for 25 years, and so it's always pleasant to be here.
I think about takeaway, if I can make a point, as a whole, it's good for the area, because also you've got a lot of foreign students with, they don't have the money to go into a restaurant. And sometimes they do want to spend the money out. And the takeaway, yes, I agree with Tony, what a few points he made, some of them not very good. But as a whole, yeah, I will support that, because you get sometimes 500 students up and down, foreign students, and they cannot afford to go to the restaurant.
Absolutely not.
£25.
No.
But they do, you know, have a fund, and I think as a whole, the takeaway, it's good for the area.
The effects of September 11th, of course, a few students have gone back early. There's a few language schools which I know of which are 30 to 50% down on their bookings for next year, because they, a lot of them don't want to fly here. And I've noticed I've got quieter over the last month due to that as well. But it's running along, it's all right, but it's not so many students as there would be.
After 11 September, I didn't have any kind of problems or any incidents or any questions or any kind of, from the locals or from the foreigners, from Europeans or any people.
Chamis is a community, and we've lived as a community here, but I have, and everybody else here. And I think everybody's been tolerant about maybe Muslim people that lived in the area, then that they are treated well because it's not their fault, whatever happens. I don't think it's affected the area at all.
Not at all.
I'm busy every night. I'm packed every night.
Yeah, yes, I think it was. What happened was just shocking. The shock, it was sort of like, the first few days, the first 7 days or 10 days, shocked everybody. Doesn't matter what religion.
I think all over the world was shocked. Yeah.
But that's what they. After that, people carry on with their own life. It's a normal.
But everybody were tolerant towards these people because there's not their fault.
Yeah.
Everyone's, well, they're friends of ours anyway, we know them.
Yeah, you know, I never hear anything or anybody attack or...
Never happens. Actually, never mentioned.
I never hear. No, I think as a whole, it just happened, and the shock of that, what happened, and that's all. After that, life carry on as normal.
I think that it affected an awful lot of people here in Charminster. It affected their awareness to things that were going on, and it was quite sad, because a lot of the students and people that were quite outgoing and happy and popping in and out and everything suddenly became quite reserved about many things. The whole situation over in America did affect everyone in Charminster, because we are very European here, and it was a very, very sad thing. And yes, it has affected us. Hopefully everyone will get over it and it'll get back to normal, but because there's a lot of students in Charminster, I think that the young people probably worry about it far more than the older people.
I traveled shortly after the September 11th incident in New York, and I thought it was going to be quite bad for the trade, especially I have quite a good trade in foreign students, and it didn't seem to affect me at all, really, which I was glad of, because I don't think people should be deterred by those things, even though it is scary. If you stop doing what you have planned to do, I think then you're just letting them win. So I was quite pleased when I got back off holiday to see that I actually had an increase in trade. And since I've been back, the incident, although really tragic, seems to be only affecting, I would say, more commercial trade. And I'm quite happy that the foreign students are still coming in, and you know, they're quite happy to be around the Charminster area, and I'm glad they haven't let it affect them.
I mean, even an Arab, it's not his fault what's happened and everything like that. I mean, I've got a Syrian guy who works here, but his sister's married to an American and everything like that, so I mean, he was upset what happened, but it's just a few people upset everything else.
Seems to be, you know, everybody's taken it in its context and tried to carry on with their business, which is a good thing.
My business, no, hasn't been affected. Well, it's been affected because the country is getting, I mean, the everybody been affected because of the economy, because of the world. It is an effect because lots of people didn't come, they didn't travel from a Muslim country, that reason, no any the other reason why it's been here. But it could be an economy, because the economy, lots of Arab now, they're afraid to come in this country, they're afraid to know the startup, every Muslim around area, they're afraid to come fly or to come or to read what happened. That's only we affect for, not directly with the, because of Hitler.
Suddenly, like Christmas came along, I don't know, this America thing kind of died out, and everybody threw themselves into the Christmas. The fact is that it's still a problem, it's still there, you know, but maybe people should draw themselves together and, I don't know, not something, you know, you don't celebrate what happened over there, but you celebrate what you've got here and appreciate what you've got here and bring all the people together, all the students, the university students, the foreign students, and just like bring people together and make them realise how lucky we are to still be here and live in a community like this.
Like I say, as a whole, nothing, it's not affected at all. Charminster, we're talking about Charminster. Yes, everybody was shocked for a few days, and after that, just carry on with life. Like Tony mentioned, you know, I only been here for 12 months. I opened the Dominical restaurant 12 months ago. I cannot judge, you know, cannot make a comment, that's it. But I'm not Charminster very well.
Well, it's very busy now.
For 20 years, or even longer, not Charminster. And then,
but this made the amount of people, because they're going home in Christmas anyway. They're not here for Christmas. It's always been, Charminster has always been like, it's only people that live here, us local people live in the area.
Yeah,
we live here, we're resting in this country, but the students that go back, they'll come back in January, but it hasn't affected anything. I mean, my place where I work is busy, it's chock-a-blocks every night, it's packed out.
Yeah. I think it's got every year the same, up and down, the same level, get quiet, they get busy, and they get quiet, get busy, depends of what time of the season. But apart from that, it's not any different. Yes, I noticed one thing, for the last 2 or 3 years, the students, the amount of students, foreign students coming to Bournemouth or Charminster, it's not the same, gone down. Dramatically.
I think it's because
so many reasons.
I think it's money.
It's pounds, very strong.
Yeah.
Right? The way they've been treated also affect.
Chelsea is well known all over the world. Wherever you go in the world. People in England, up north, there's a hotel called the Quest Hotel, Quest House, which room people from, I've known people that come into Charminster from Yorkshire, and they come here because they think they're abroad, they think they're in another country. Amongst their own kind, they love being here, and to them it's in holiday. I'm talking about summertime, they think they're abroad. Don't need to go to Spain, you go everywhere. I'm personally myself, you go everything here. You got girls from all over the world if you're looking for a girl. Millions, thousands of women, beautiful women from all over the world in this place. English, including English women. I'm from whatever you want, and you got them. And English guys, they like that. They do like. I think we got a little bit of class in this area. So man, it's a bit of class in Charmistown.
It's a relaxed place. It can be very busy, it can be quiet. But the main thing is, like Tony's saying, people coming from outside Charmistown to eat and drink, and they come back again and again and again. I would like to see in August, a week in August, have what we call a Charmistown Canyon.
Absolutely. Closest around.
There, tables outside, drink.
And we all have parties. And believe me, everybody will come and enjoy themselves. So imagine here, this is about flair of Brazilians, South Americans, that actually live here for a short time. They bring an awful lot of money to the community, because they do bring millions of pounds to this town. People in Charmistown do. So all over the area, they make people, houses, whatever, landlords, restaurants. They do bring a lot of money.
I think should they have a carnival?
I think it should be pedestrianized. I think this
my wife and my friend over there, they agree with that.
Between the Richmond and the cemetery, it should be totally pedestrianized, and people will be safer to cross the road, because it's extremely dangerous to cross the road here. That's one thing, is chock a blocks. Traffic is extraordinary. Cannot even cross the road, especially 6 o'clock in the evening and early in the morning.
They tried this last year. They tried for an application, and I mean, to me, I'd like to see something like that, but I just don't think it's feasible, personally, because I think there's too much red tape, and with the councils and with the police cordoning off the area, because it's such a busy area and it is one of the mainstreams into the town. I think you're facing a lot of bureaucracy there. And I don't ever see it happening.
But I understand. I know it's only a thought. Obviously, if they're going to pedestrianize this area, the people, the planning people, or the council, they will probably find a way, because Aaron Corr Road is extremely, it's not big enough actually to go across the traffic lights there. It's bad news as well.
It would be wonderful, because it would really, really bring everyone together. And because here everyone, all the individual shopkeepers know each other and are all helpful to each other and everything, and all the children which live in the area, which is what I mean, I've got a child myself, and they can go to any of the shops in Charminster and know that they'll be well looked after, they'll be welcomed, and it's very, very nice. And the carnival would just bring the whole thing together, and it would also encourage the students to join in as well with the Charminster people.
But it's only a thought. I think obviously if everybody plans it, will be 10 years.
Yeah, for
years
one
ahead.
Week in a year, I don't think it would do any harm.
I think it would be great to actually close the place for at least a week. And I'll tell you why, it would be business
especially
flowing.
Especially with all these different restaurants and places along here. Everyone, have a deal.
And organize the dues and everybody. We'll put a chip in just to do our own ideas.
Yeah, it would be a great thing. I mean, it would be a really special party. But I think the police are very scared of it, as you would get a lot of people from areas other than Charminster, which they probably feel would come here to ruin it. And I think the main reason is the traffic. They couldn't possibly shut this road off for that length of time. I think that would be the big deterrent.
But also, it's like have what we call a week, a fiesta. Why not?
Bring and you people, get people from other parts of England or Bournemouth to come down here.
Bring the people together. Not do any harm. To have a sort of carnival, with the here with Spanish food, Spanish music, Italian music,
and beautiful women,
and so on. And they just say all the women all over the world, dressing and their own customs and the dance and music. Why not?
I think it will be a success. It will be an absolute hit. It will be a hit. I said that all along, man. It's not only me. We all talked about it. Do you think we'll do it? It's 1 week. forget about the week, maybe three, maybe a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Choco blocks, that place will be a hit.
Sounds like it was, you know.
It will become famous in England because it's a well-known road, Jamster.
And it's nice to know that you get, sometimes, what, I mean, 20 or 30 different countries here.
Mm. Absolutely. I mean, and they're all mingling together.
It will be colourful.
A carnival would do it, whether or not they'd allow us to tow the roads off, and I don't think they will. Because you can't have the traffic going through, you know. But it would be a wonderful thing.
They come from all over the world in this area. There are lots of Chinese, Arab, and English, and the English they come in, and Brazilian, everywhere, from everywhere, all over the world. And none of them, we never have a problem with them, and they're nice people.
No, it's just, Chamonix is a cosmopolitan area, and it always has been, I think it always will be.
It hasn't changed very much in the last 25 years, really. Not much. It's always been good. And it always be good, I think.
Love Chamonix, wouldn't change it. Really wouldn't change it.
I just think every year since I've been here, it's got better.
It's a good area. I like it. I live here anyway.
No, personally, I say, what's Chamonix all about?